This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we saw, according to Romans 12, 1 and 2, that God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. God wants us to experience His will every day and throughout our lives. He also wants others to see that His will is good, pleasing, and perfect as they observe our lives. In other words, we are an open book that others will read. Will they discern that God's will is desirable to pursue because of what they see in us? I like the way Eugene Peterson puts all of this in his translation of Romans 12, 1 and 2. Listen as I read from the Message. So here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Isn't that great? It sure sounds like this is the most reasonable thing for any Christian to do. And it also sounds like the outcome is not only good for all concerned, but pleasing. And there is every reason to conclude that it is perfect. So like Paul, I urge you to pursue establishing this as the foundation upon which you build your life. If you'd like to review this and other scripts, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.